This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Today was the final day for Georgia's Democratic and Republican candidates to qualify for spots on their party's ballots for the May 20th primary elections. At the top of the ticket is the race for governor. Republican Nathan Deal is running for a second term, which in most election years would mean he would have his party's field to himself. That's not the case this year. State School Superintendent John Barge and former Dalton Mayor David Pennington have both qualified to challenge Deal for the GOP nomination, both attacking the governor on two of the issues where he says he's chalked up his biggest accomplishments, the economy and education. On the economy, Pennington and Barge both point to the state's poverty rate, which remains stubbornly high compared to those of most other states. That's according to analyses of federal census numbers by organizations ranging from the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute to On Numbers, a sister publication of the Atlanta Business Chronicle. But the governor highlights the state's declining unemployment rate and its recent number one ranking from Site Selection magazine as a place to locate a business. On education, Deal points to his move this year to add more than $300 million to the state education budget to allow cash-strapped school districts to end furlough days and restore the required 180 days of instruction. And the governor said this week he'll use a second term to reform the nearly 30-year-old quality basic education formula, which is used to allocate state money to local schools.
The economy of this state has shifted during that period of time since 1985. And as a result, we have some school systems that are having great difficulty being able to come up with their portion of the cost of K through 12 education.
Barge responds by saying the formula reset should have already been done and education spending should be at the top of the state's list of priorities, even if it means reducing funding to other programs in order to keep total state spending from going up.
And when you're looking at the tremendous increase in poverty in this state over the last several years, I think it's a direct result of our lack of investment as a state in education. But that education impacts economic development. The poverty rate impacts economic development. Education is an underlying foundation to a lot of issues in this state.
By contrast, Pennington argues funneling money through the state has done nothing to improve Georgia's low graduation rate compared to other states, and he says it's punished high-performing school districts without helping the low-ranking ones. Pennington says the current funding model should not be reformed. It should be scrapped entirely.
You never upgrade a system by doing that. You only bring the other ones down. So the system was flawed, or the formula was flawed from day one as far as I was concerned.
Pennington and Barge both face substantial campaign funding challenges, which could keep them from getting their messages out statewide, and it's not clear whether Governor Deal will agree to debate them. Whatever the result of the GOP primary, Democrat Jason Carter will await the winner. The Atlanta State Senator was the lone Democrat to qualify this week, so he can focus his energy on the general election, where he clearly expects to face Governor Deal. In his first press availability after qualifying, Carter also went after the governor on education without laying out many details of his own ideas. On the economy, Carter specifically dismissed the governor's use of the number one ranking from Site Selection as an indication the Deal administration's economic policies are a success.
Over the last decade, the middle class in Georgia has gotten hammered. The median family in Georgia makes $6,000 less today than they did 10 years ago. That's a huge drop, and it's dropping in Georgia far faster than in the rest of the country. So we've got serious problems, and the idea that one magazine article or one report that says we're a good place to do business defines our state, I think, is not true.
Carter, of course, bears a famous political name. He is the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter. Those political connections and the importance of Georgia's teachers and parents as voting forces should ensure this race will attract national attention and national party funding on both sides, even though Georgia has been solidly Republican for the past decade.